Triple M's Roo and Dits for breakfast. Get the podcast after 9 o'clock. There'll be a free hint to help you get $5,000 with who is getting the jab.
Freedom Day in Sydney sounds like the end of the war, doesn't it?
Well,
it
sounds like probably feels like you've been in a war with yourself after being locked up for over 100 days. I just could not comprehend that with kids and all sorts going on. It's a tough yard.
I would have thought even just the boredom. It's like solitary confinement for many people. Anyway, on the line, a lady that can tell us all about it. She's our very own. We're so proud of this lady. Channel 7's news presenter, Edwina Bartholomew from Sunrise. Good morning.
Rude. It's like, it feels like, well, we're in South Australia, really. That's how it feels today. You know, that similar feeling of being free.
how tough, seriously, has it been for you, Edwin? I mean, you've got a young child, I think, haven't you? And over 100 days, that is hard.
Well, I've been pretty lucky in that we still get to come into the office because we can't do our job remotely. So for us, it kind of felt like Groundhog Day. You can only go to the office and the grocery store, but everything else has kind of remained the same. But there have been parts of Sydney, particularly lockdown areas of concern, where they haven't been able to leave at all. So we have people back at work today who haven't been able to leave their area for 3 whole months. And it has been unbelievably hard for lots and lots of families. As you said, homeschooling all of that time, not being able to move more than 5Ks from your house. It's been absolutely intense. And of course, Melbourne and Victoria have been doing it tough for much longer, but it just really does feel different today. There's just a great feeling of finally we're seeing the other side of this, which is fantastic for everyone involved.
So what's on the cards for you today? What are you going to do? You're going to go to the coffee shop? You're going to go to the gym? Like, have you got a plan?
Well, I've got a nearly 2-year-old, so sadly for me, I think my day will look exactly the same.
You can get an excuse for taking him to the pub today, Edwina.
I'm also pregnant.
Oh,
I think it would be maybe a little bit of a story if I did turn up at the pub and get blotto.
I was going to say you are from Whyalla, but I won't say that.
The apple doesn't fall far from the coal mine. We're just going to see family, you know, like I'm going to see my brother who lives across the city and I haven't seen him since the beginning of lockdown. So amazing. My brother and my nephew and my mum and my dad. And so for me, that will be absolutely fantastic. I'm going to get my nails done, which seems like a really silly small thing, but Lodge might be able to identify.
No, for sure.
You can identify with that. Maybe you're getting manicured.
Your nails grow when you're pregnant, don't they?
They grow all the time. Can you believe it?
Yeah, but don't they grow faster and longer?
Maybe they do. I don't know.
Yeah, they do. Check that out.
People think there were people lining up at Kmart in Mount Druitt overnight.
Oh, wow.
And the lines were insane. People were going to the pub at midnight. People were going to get a haircut. Your men and women just absolutely, you know, beside themselves to do those really simple things, those simple services that we've been missing out on.
Just trying to think, if I had the choice, the queue at the pub or the queue at the Kmart?
I'll take the snitty bits.
I will too. Edwina, enjoy yourself, and it's just great news. It's also great news for Australia. We need to get everyone back up and doing business and flying interstate and doing all sorts of things. So enjoy the day and enjoy the days ahead. Good on you, Edwina.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. And the sooner we can all enjoy the same freedoms, the better. It'd be fantastic.
Too right.
Good luck
Channel
with your
7,
pregnancy.
Channel 7 News presenter Edwina Bartholomew from Sunrise.
We did just check that, Roo. Your nails can and do grow faster when you're pregnant.
You are correct.
Hey, boys, just before we go, why not dream big with the Hospital Research Foundation's home lottery? $1 million cash at early bird prizes.
Yeah, we were
talking
just moments ago, 90% sold. So if you want to win this Scott Salisbury home on the Esplanade at South Brighton,